He whose helper is God, January 11th. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. When, after his sin in deceiving Esau, Jacob fled from his father's home, he was weighed down with a sense of guilt. Lonely and outcast as he was, separated from all that had made life dear, the one thought that above all others pressed upon his soul, was the fear that his sin had cut him off from God, that he was forsaken of heaven. In sadness he lay down to rest on the bare earth, around him only the lonely hills, and above, the heavens bright with stars. As he slept, a strange light broke upon his vision, and lo, from the plain on which he lay, vast shadowy stairs seemed to lead upward to the very gates of heaven, and upon them angels of God were passing up and down, while from the glory above, the divine voice was heard in a message of comfort and hope. Thus was made known to Jacob that which met the need and longing of his soul, a Savior. With joy and gratitude he saw revealed the way by which he, a sinner, could be restored to communion with God. Jacob's history is an assurance that God will not cast off those who have been betrayed into sin, but who have returned unto him with repentance. Oh, the bliss of him whose guilt is pardoned, and his sin forgiven. Oh, the bliss of him whom the Eternal has absolved, whose spirit has made full confession, Moffat.